Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Summer officially ended last week, and although our local farm is going to be in production for quite some time, it's not too soon to start thinking about what to do with all that produce. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Scola Cooking School, as I was strolling around the market last week, I noticed a guy who was selling pickles, and that got me thinking. It's something you do all the time.
I love pickles. They're like one of my favorite things in the world to make. And, you know, we talk about pickles and we imply that that's cucumbers, but obviously you could pickle anything.
Yeah.
But I think it's a ton of fun to make a whole different type of cucumber pickles.
Well, here, let's give the people a do-it-yourself quick course
on this.
Yeah,
certainly.
Here's some of the varieties that they had for sale. Fire garlic, cracked black pepper with Old Bay, horseradish, sweet and spicy bread and butter, kosher dill, et cetera, et cetera. I started doing some research on it because, you know, you have to have a little bit of knowledge to do this right. There are specific varieties that are really great for making the cucumbers.
Yes.
And what's the one thing you want to avoid?
Yeah, so almost all the commercial cucumbers in supermarkets are coated in some sort of wax.
Yeah.
Now, even if you buy organic, that still that only thing that they're required to do is coat them with an organic wax. So, and it's really hard to make pickles out of that. So you really need to go out there and get to a market, you know, some fresh pick cucumbers that are not waxed, because it makes a huge difference when you pickle them.
That's right. Now, there are varieties for the two types, the major types of pickles, the whole pickle, which tends to be 4 to 5 inches long.
Sure.
And that's a variety called the Kirby or the Liberty.
Right.
Are very popular. And then the bigger ones, which are, you know, cut up and sliced into like coins, National Pickling and Diva are the two preeminent types.
Yeah. And Diva's when you see at the market, actually.
They might
not label it, but that's the one that we grow a lot of.
Ask your farmer.
Ask your farmer.
Remember that crispness is the sine qua non of these things. So you don't want something that's soft and soggy.
Honestly, the thing to play with.
Now, you know, the whole trick is brining. And the one thing I discovered, Jerry, is that it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Because of the various types and styles of pickles, some want a more dilute brine than others.
Right.
So some want to have a very, very tart, all vinegar, and maybe even something like a white wine vinegar. And then some want a apple cider vinegar, which is a little more mellow. And then some want apple cider blended with water.
Right.
And then, but the key thing are the seasonings that you put in.
Of course. This is obviously where, you know, you get to play around. I mean, there are classic styles such as the dill, which, you know, obviously has a lot of fresh dill and garlic in the seasoning.
That's right.
I mean, mustard seeds usually almost always included, some type of bay leaf, obviously some sort of sugar component along with your vinegar. But really, the permutations are endless.
If you're going to make dill, they recommend quite often using dill seed.
Sure.
Which is more pungent. Bread and butter, which is my favorite.
Yeah, that's that turmeric, yellow.
Turmeric, that's right.
The yellow color of these bread and butter pickles.
And those
I love
mustard
them.
Seeds and the celery seeds and everything. It just really, really works well.
Right.
A kosher dill is pretty much the same as regular, but you put a lot of garlic.
Five times
in
the garlic
that's
is
right.
Like standard.
We're going to put a lot of these ideas on the website.
Sure.
And you go to WYPR.org and go to Radio Kitchen and look up these recipes. This is absolutely the easiest thing in the world to do.
It really is very easy.
And, you know, once you get the hang of it, it's up to your imagination how you want to flavor these things. So go nuts with pickles. Do it yourself.
Yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.